Welcome back to Undeveloped. I'm Jake.
And I'm Matt.
And today we have a special guest.
Josh.
And we're going to dive right into it. So I have a story right off the bat of the time that I almost got molested by a man. So I'll start from the beginning. We went to this barnyard party. Where was it, Josh? I forget.
It was like, I want to say it was somewhere where it like bordered Apex and Cary, but I honestly couldn't tell you. It was in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's where it was.
But it was like this really weird barnyard party, and I went down to like this giant fire they had, and there was this old dude, like probably 60s or 70s, and he was walking around talking to like all like the seniors in high school, like flirting with them, and he's like, "How you liking this party?" And I'm just like, "What the fuck is going on?" And so there was this other girl that Josh was friends with.
She was my coworker at the time.
It was weird. We were like friends, but we never really hung out. And then all of a sudden, she was like, "Come to this party with me and invite hella people." And I was like, "All right."
Yeah, she had a 4-door car, so she could fit like 3 people in the back, someone in shotgun and whatever. So she got in driver's seat. There was one person in shotgun. There was 5 people in the back seat and 2 people in the trunk, because we just wanted to all go to this state party that she invited us to. So we had to, like, take shifts sitting in the trunk, 2 people at a time. And we get to the state party, and the second we park, we hear police sirens going off. Nice. And we're like, nice. So we got to go. So we switched people, and I ended up getting in the trunk with Timmy, no homo. And we start driving.
Making it very clear.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I love women. And so we're driving, and she goes, "It's fine. I have this guy that has a crush on me. He's had a crush on me the last, like, 5 years. He's, like, 24.
Ouch, friend zone, man.
And I'm, like, 17. He's the babysit me, and he'll invite us over.
Throw a flag on the plate.
Yeah, red flag right there. She's like, "He lives alone. Let's go. It'll be fun." And I'm, like, I'm in the trunk, so I can't put any input in. But I was like, okay, whatever. And so we're driving, and I ended up switching out of the trunk because we took shifts. And we were driving, and we started getting closer, and she kept telling us, she's like, "Yeah, he's living alone, he doesn't really have any friends, but he really has a crush on me, so let us over." And I was like, "Guys, we need to make a pact right now. If we get there and he, like, rapes all of our booty holes, we cannot tell anyone. Like, we have to make a pact." So we made the BHB, the Booty Hole Brothers. We all shook hands, cut ourselves open, blood pact. Not really.
All got HIV.
We all got HIV right before getting HIV of the ass. So then we ended up switching back into the trunks. I don't remember why, but we're driving there, and we finally get there, and they thought it would be a really funny prank, a ha-ha funny moment, to trick me and Timmy into thinking that the cops were there. Oh. And so I can hear them, and they put on this whole theater thing. I don't even know. Like, it was a
theatric performance.
Yeah, exactly. They're in the car. They go, "Guys, did you see that car pass? I think it was a cop." And I can barely hear them. And they're all acting like, "Wait, no way." And then they're like, "Oh, shit, he turned around." And I'm like, "Oh, my fucking God. Like, what am I going to do?" I'm looking at Timmy like, "We need to stay in here, even if the cop pulls them off." And they go, "Oh, shit, the cop's coming. What do we do?" And then you hear them open the door, and they all start sprinting away. So me and Timmy are like, "We're fucked. Like, we're about to die." And then they thought it'd be funny to start smashing on the trunk, acting like they're the cop. But I knew it was them fucking with me, like, right then and there. And I'm like, "Oh, they're just trying to fuck with me." So I try to play along. So I jumped out of the trunk, and I sprinted for the yard, and I dived in, like, pretending to be scared. And they're like, "Oh, we got you." And I'm like, "Yeah, you really got me." And then they're like, "Psych, the person doesn't want us over, so we got to go back home." So we drive an hour back to Hope's house. And Josh started cuddling with a random girl, and
that was just forced. That was not consensual cuddling. I was sitting on the couch, and she just put her entire body on me.
Okay, okay, savage. But we, I'm checking my pocket. I'm like, "Where the fuck is my phone?"
This is before you even walked into the house. You're standing, like, searching the car for like a good 20 minutes, and then you're like, "There's no way. There's no way. There's no way I left it back there." And you were just losing your mind.
And yeah, I left. When I dived in that grass, I left my phone in the fucking yard an hour away at this random place. And the girl that was driving us, she only had her
permit.
She told us she had a license. Yeah. And she was driving us around, and I was like, "Okay, nice." And she goes, she was really nice. She's like, I will drive you back there an hour away. And I was like, you don't have to. I'll get it tomorrow. She's like, no, I would love to do that. I'm like, oh, awesome. Thank you so much. So we start driving, and I like we're like 20 minutes, and I look up, and she's on the median going 50 towards a, like a stop sign, or like, not like a, just a giant sign in the middle. And I fucking grab the wheel, and I turn it out of the way right before we hit the sign. And I go, what the fuck are you doing? She goes, I'm sorry, I don't really know how to drive. I just got my learner's permit. I was like, what the fuck? So I like helped her drive the entire way there. We got my phone.
Why didn't you just drive her car for her? Don't you have your L's?
I didn't have it yet. No. It was like, this was like 2 years ago.
I have like a kind of similar story. But I forget. Remember we all used to go to like IHOP and everything? Mm-hmm. So I guess it was like 2 years ago. And we were going to IHOP. And I think we were staying at our friend Anthony's house. And so we were walking out, and there's this car that came by, and they kind of like, there's like a car full of like four or five girls. I think they're like a year above us. And they like kind of like, they're yelling at us and stuff. And so they kind of followed us around a little bit, and they're just being playful. And I looked at them, and I was like, they look really familiar. So one of the, like, when the car like pulled up to us, they yelled at us, and I was like, wait a minute, aren't you like so and so? And they were like, yeah, man, I'm her. And so they're just people that I know that where I used to live.
Yeah.
And so we pulled in this parking lot, and the one girl that was driving, she just got a learner's permit, and they lived all the way over in Chapel Hill, and the only reason why they were going there was because they wanted to get a cold stone, and this was in Beaver Creek or something, so it was really weird. I was like, okay. And so I jumped in the car with them, and I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? I said hi to everyone. And like, yeah, we can, like, take it back to our house. And I was like, oh, man. Right? And I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, man, should I do this?
She.
And then Anthony's dad pulled up. I was like, all right, guys, time to go. And I was like, so,
damn. Yeah. What could have been? Could have gotten cold stone with some bitty. Mm-hmm. Man, do you guys, have you ever been, like, almost in a car accident?
I've been in a car accident.
Oh, you have been in a car accident. Both of us. Yeah. Wait, when did you get in a car accident?
I got in a car accident at the beginning of junior year. Do you want me to tell a story?
Yeah.
Alright, so I was, bro, it's kind of funny. So it was like the first week of junior year, and keep in mind, the way my schedule worked, I had 4 periods a day, so I had 3, then lunch, then 4th. My 4th was A push, and that shit was hard. As a junior, I didn't know what hard meant, but it was hard to me.
Yeah.
And so, like, we went to Wendy's. Me, my friend Ryan, and my friend Bailey. The 3 of us went to Wendy's, and we're, like, booking it up 55 to get up to Wendy's. We get our food, and then Bailey, like, oh. Alright, low-key. Bailey was just messing around in the car. And was joking around. He's like, hey, what if we get in an accident right now? That would be crazy. And I was like, dude, God, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah, come on.
That's not funny.
And then we pull out of Wendy's. We get our food. And Bailey's, like, eating his chicken nuggets and driving. Driving stick shift, man, mind you. So God, it's like,
what the fuck?
That's amazing. And so, like, the car in front of us slams on their brakes. I don't know why. And it's like a truck. And so we slam on our brakes. Bailey's able to throw it in neutral in time, so we're fine. And then the guy behind us was on his phone. He goes to Apex. I'm not going to call him out, though. And
dumbass.
He was on his phone, and he slams into us and then slams us into the truck in front of us. Because we had like maybe like a foot of clearance between us and the truck. And so like we get sandwiched, like, everything gets thrown in the car, like, drinks are dumped over his Jeep, and, like, I had, like, my neck, like, I couldn't move my neck, I had terrible whiplash, and, the only thing that, like, saved us was Bailey had, like, an off-road tire on the back of his truck, and a hitch, and so, the other dude's car went up into it, otherwise I probably would have died, because Jesus, the whole thing would have slammed
into
me.
Yeah, it would have fucked you. I'm sorry, man, that's crazy.
But yeah, and then, like, I ended up going back to fourth period, because I didn't want to miss A push. Covered in fucking soda, like.
That's commitment right there.
That is commitment. Josh, I know you got into a pretty brutal accident.
Yeah, that was a close call with death. That was, when was this? It was pretty close to you.
You were in A push.
Yeah, I was in, it was my, no, I wasn't in A push yet.
Yeah, you were in there together.
It was November. It was November of my junior year.
Never mind.
And, I was coming home from mini golfing, which is like the dumbest thing to be coming home from. It was still during Thanksgiving break.
Yo, mini golfing is the shit. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it's the dumbest thing to almost die doing. Like, So we're coming back. I'm with my buddy Brian. He was on an earlier podcast episode, and we're
We're booking it. We're coming home. It was literally empty roads. No one was on the road. Like, and the one car we see, we're going through an intersection, and right as we're halfway through the intersection, homeboy just turns in front of us, and I T-bone him. And it was like, no one else was coming. He could have waited like 2 seconds, and he decided to turn in front of us. So I'm going like 50 miles an hour, and I slam into this dude. And like the only thing that like was like the saving grace was somehow no one got seriously injured in the accident. Like,
that's involved. Crazy, dude. The car was fucking totaled.
Yeah, no, my engine got hit so hard that it dropped and like came back in. So like I had like cuts on my shins from the engine coming in through the car. Insane. So I like, it was crazy because I had closed my eyes right before the accident, and I was like, this is it. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm slamming on the brakes, but like, you watch that shit happen and it's like slow motion. Like, you can't stop it. And you're just like, I can't dive out of the car. I can't do this or that. And then you're like, all right, I'm gonna just take this L. So I closed my eyes and I was like holding my breath, and we slam into the car, and it's like, airbags deploy so loudly that like your ears are ringing, but it was like so loud that I couldn't even hear anything. So I'm holding my breath, my eyes are closed, I can't hear anything, and I'm like, fuck, am I dead? So I'm like, oh my god, this is it, like this is nothing, just I'm in blackness, like this is how it goes.
That's
so
fucked.
And then I like start hearing the ringing, and then I like take
a
breath.
Is this what you heard?
No.
You didn't hear an ambulance?
No. Dude, the ambulance, we didn't even call an ambulance. No one was hurt. That was so nice. I thought I was just out. Like, this is it. I rest in peace. Nothing's happening. I'm done. And then the ringing starts to come in, and I'm like, okay, I can hear something. So I took a breath in, but it was like, it wasn't smoky like the car was on fire, but it was smoky because of like the powder from the airbags like had deployed. So it was like, everything was still on, music was still like going in my car, and my car was still rolling forward. Toyotas are beasts, man. The thing was still working, like it was still drivable.
Really?
Technically, yeah,
they never break, bro.
Yeah, so the thing was still rolling forward, so I threw that bitch in park, and I'm like looking around, and every airbag in the car had deployed, and I look over at Brian and I'm like, are you okay? And Brian was like, yeah, like he was not happy, but he was like, yeah, I'm all right. And then he like, his door was fucked too, so he had to like slam to get out of the car. So he hopped out, and I hopped out of the street, and it's like nighttime, so it's like pitch black out.
Yeah.
There's like one street lamp, so I'm like, oh my god. And I just like take a deep breath, and I just yelled like fuck, like really loud. And because I had turned around and seen the car, and I just knew like instantaneously, like nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I have to get a new car. And I was like,
that's what you were worried about. You were.
I was
like,
no,
fuck the car, not
no,
my fucking head.
I didn't even care about like my health or my life. I was worried that my parents were gonna kill me. That was first thing that popped in my head. It said your parents are gonna fuck you up when you get home. So I was not having a good time, and I got out and ended up waiting an hour for a policeman to show up to the scene. And there were, like, people, like, traffic started to build up behind us, and, like, they had to go around, and it was just a whole mess.
Yeah. You were talking about mini-golfing.
Yeah.
And I have a funny story with Noah involving mini-golfing. We went to, what was it called? What's the, mini-golfing place near us?
Frankie's.
We went to Frankie's.
Yeah, that's where I went to.
And we're all just having fun. We're,
hey, shout out Frankie's.
Shout out Frankie's. They're expensive, but their mini-golfing's fun. And we're just, it's pretty hot out. It's like fucking 95 to 100 degrees out. And we're just playing. And then all of a sudden, was it you or Anthony?
It wasn't me.
All right, so Anthony goes, guys, I'm getting really lightheaded right now. And I'm like, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, no, but like, I'm really lightheaded. I'm like, just keep playing. We'll get you some water. And he goes, okay. And then all of a sudden, his eyes close. He goes, guys, I can't see any, or he, I don't know if his eyes, but he goes, I can't see anything. I can't hear anything. I need your help. So I'm like, guys, I got this. Like, come with me if you want. And I pick him up, like carrying him around my shoulder, and I bring him to get water, and he's like fully like out of it, like he can't talk, he can't, like he blacked out, but like he was still able to move in a way. And so we walk to the place, like the concessions, and I go, my friend right here, he just blacked out, like can I please get some water? And the person had the balls to say, yeah, that'll be $2.
Really?
Yeah. And, or like $1. And I was like, my friend just blacked out. And they go, oh, I'm so sorry. And they run and grab me water. And I sit him down, and I'm, like, waiting for, like, 10 minutes for Noah and Timmy, who were also with us playing mini golfing, to, like, come over and, like, talk to us. And they didn't. And so I fucking walk over there.
We played through. We thought he was okay.
Yeah, we kept playing. I walk over. Half the scorecard is fucking completed while I was taking care of Anthony. That's the funniest mini golfing story.
Anthony passed
dedication.
Out.
Yeah, he just fucking blacked out from the heat.
I don't think he hadn't eaten or drank anything. Yeah, all day. That was the first day I got my license, and it was my my 5 to 9s. Uh-huh. Literally the first day, so I was only supposed to be driving one person, and my parents were like, "Okay, you're good to go. Just don't drive more than one person." I was like, "Bet, go pick up 5 people."
Yeah,
first day. Immediately,
dude. Yeah, I remember that. That was really funny.
And then. Of course I get beat for it because I screwed myself over. Like, I was talking to my mom on the phone and then I accidentally mentioned 2 people instead of 1.
Oh, dude.
And she's like, hold up. I was like, fuck. But, yeah.
That's tough. Wait, what were you saying?
Did you guys ever drive with, like, just your permit? Like, your parents were, like, chill enough to, like...
No.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Kinda.
No one knows all about that.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
Remember
yeah.
the truck?
The truck.
Oh, dude, that was a crazy night.
My grandma had this really nice Chevy truck that she let me and my brother borrow for, like, a summer. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I had my permit yet. I might have had, like, just gotten it, but I was like, I know how to drive. This shit's slight. Mm-hmm. And so I was just driving recklessly in that truck, and we had, like, 15... people over at, like, Timmy's house. And I was like, you know what, guys, let's all pack into the truck. So we had, like, 9 people in the bed of the truck, 2 people in the back,
yeah,
and someone
in
the truck.
Really fun.
Yeah, I wish I was in the bed of the truck, because I went over, we'd hit a speed bump, and I would go, like, 40 or 50 over the speed bump, and I would just look in the rearview mirror and just see everyone's head fly, like, 5 feet up. She was so dangerous. That's where that video of Ryan comes from.
Where the one where he's screaming.
Yeah, and he hits it and goes, and just screams. That's the craziest I've ever done, like, without my permit.
Yeah, I just remember, like, all the things I was, like, afraid of after that. Like, not even related to this, but, like, looking back, like, I completely forgot about that until you mentioned it. I was, like, looking back on, like, what I was scared of after that, I was like, dude, I really could have just, like, flew out of your car.
Yeah, you could have died. What were you saying?
You remember that night with Bobby?
Yeah, we talked Bobby. About that. Oh, Bobby with, going 100, Hopchi going, Mom, we're just vibing.
I just remember, like, sitting in the back of that tiny ass car with, like, 6 people, including, like, Tristan Roundtree's tall ass, and, like, Lil Pump is just blasting because it's, like, freshman year.
I totally forgot about Lil Pump. That shit was wild.
Yeah.
There have been so many stories involving just, like, idiocy with cars at this household and, like, people that come here often. We've done some stupid ass shit.
I remember we were at Ryan's, and Ethan, with his Camaro, he loves his exhaust, so he was fucking going around the neighborhood, and he goes, yeah, Malcolm, you can drive. So Malcolm's like, fuck it, I'm gonna rev this shit. It's like 11 or 12, and he's just revving it, like, past everyone's house, and it's, like, really loud.
So stupid.
And so we park, I had the Mustang, and I parked in front of Ryan's house, and my car's not that loud, but, like, no one knew what car it was that made the noise, so, like, they thought it was mine as well. And so this dude in a giant truck pulls up, and he's like, you guys are being imbeciles, you woke my fucking child up. And, like, I agree with him, but he was, like, screaming at them. And I was like, I gotta go. I gotta dip. I don't want to get in trouble. Because he was like, I'm calling the cops, and I didn't have my after 9. So I was like, I'm leaving. So I didn't even put my shoes on. I just walked to my car and, like, kind of, like, went between his truck and, like, Tristan's car, who just got in there, and, like, snuck out. It was bad. Nothing ever happened, but I was super scared. I was like,
wait,
I'm going
to
die.
I remember that. Was Ethan's car parked there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard about it from someone, and I think someone was like, the cop came up, and he just completely made fun of Ethan's car for having like a really shit engine.
He almost did. He was like, at least you don't have a V4 inline, or an inline 4. Those shits are pussy shit. I was like, damn, I would have gotten flamed if I was there. Yeah.
He has a 6-cylinder though, right?
Yeah, he does. So Matt, you were going to talk about how you got yelled at by an old man.
Kind of. I was on the Greenway today, or I think it was the tobacco trail. I don't know. But I was walking, and we were just like, I know we're trying not to talk about the coronavirus on the show, but like, I don't know how we got into it, but it was like the first guy that came for like Seattle and gave it to everyone in Wake County.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was arguing that like, he didn't know about it, and she was arguing how he was being like, irresponsible. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting like, for some reason, I was getting, like, really heated because I was just, like, my ego took over, and I was like, all right, I have to be right. Like, and no way. So this guy, I thought her sister was walking behind us, but it was this, like, older guy with this golden retriever, and he walks up to us, and he, like, comes, like, in my face, and he's like, all right, let me solve this problem.
Comes in your face.
She's right. She's completely right. You're completely wrong. And then walked away. And he's like, and then he said that, like, he came back. He's like, you know, I'm teasing, right? And I was just so mad. I was like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, I thought he was like flaming me. I was so angry. I was like, oh my God, what? And then, like, so I was like, all right, I calmed down. And we ended up like seeing him a little later on. We pet his dog, and it was really nice.
And how so sweet.
Yeah. And then we were walking, and she was like, oh yeah, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I was just kind of annoyed. I'm sorry. I was like, you know, he was just making, like, a boomer joke, right? Like, you know how, like, your wife is always going to be right and you're always going to be wrong. And I was like, oh, my God. So I felt so embarrassed because I was like, it was such, like, a boomer joke. And I just got so angry about it. It was so funny.
It'd be like that sometimes. I got really angry at my sister today and caused a fucking fight. But I don't want to talk about that. I was pissed, dude. So do you want to get into your story, Noah?
Oh, Lord.
The escape.
Oh, you said his name.
The Escape. Great Escape. Yeah, so... Oh, when was this? Like, 3 years ago?
No, it was like a year and a half ago.
No, it was 3 years ago because I came back. It was between sophomore and junior.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Oh, dumbass.
What did you get into again?
So... I think at this point, I don't think I was driving at this point. It might have been, like, right before I got my license. So, I, like, was pissed off at my parents for whatever reason. Probably some stupid shit. I was an idiot. And, finally I just, like, was, like, done. And I just left. And I walked out, and I had my phone and my wallet, but I didn't have my keys. And so my phone dies, like, immediately because, of course. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And so my genius plan was to just start walking. So I walked all the way. Okay, I live in, a suburb of Raleigh. And I walked to a completely different suburb.
Yeah.
And, it was, like, it's a 10-minute drive. It was, like, a 3-hour walk. Very whack. But I walk there. It's, like, 6 o'clock when I start. So, like, I get there, like, 9. No one's in the McDonald's. And all I can afford is, like, 2 cheeseburgers. So I sit there and eat my 2 cheeseburgers. And I'm like, shit, what am I going to do now? This kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess I'm going to go home. Because, man, I'm not built up for this life. So I walk all the way back. Walk up to my door, and there's a cop at my door. Because I've been gone for, like, 7 hours at this point.
Yeah.
Haven't answered my phone. So my parents are like, all right, like, it's, like, 12 at night. Like, where is he? And so they had just called the cop, and then I walk up, and then I get, like, yelled at by both my parents and a police officer. I'm just like, wow, this fuck. Like, at this point, I wasn't even mad. I just felt so bad. And then I, like, just fucking slunked upstairs, and... I thought that was going to be the end of it. But what I didn't realize was my mom had... Oh, it wasn't that my phone had died. I had left my phone at the house. And my mom had gotten into my phone. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And she started texting people.
It was very bad.
From my phone. Because she... My mom... If there's one thing you got to know about my mom is you don't want to make my mother angry. Exactly. Because she will go off on you. She has, like, no limits. And you just don't make her angry. Like... I love her to death, though. And so she starts texting my friends because she thinks, what's he going to do? He wouldn't be a dumbass and walk 6 hours for some McDonald's. He's probably going to go hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
And so she starts texting all of my friends and is like,
low-key,
go for it.
Okay, so we were riding our bikes or longboards through Park West, and I check my phone, and it's text from Noah. And it's like, this is Noah's mother. There's no time to mess around right now. I need to know right this second where Noah is. And we go, we don't know where Noah is. I'm so sorry. She goes, and then Matt made a dumb joke.
Okay, here, I don't know what I made a joke for, but I was at the beach. So she just kept, like, ask us, and we kept telling him, like, we don't know.
Yeah,
what we don't.
Yeah, no, this went off on for like that's 10 minutes worth of real time conversation.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. And so Matt says something, a stupid comment. Probably not. You just say dumb shit sometimes. Yeah. And she gets pissed. She goes, Matthew, it is no time to mess around. I have dirt on every single one of you guys. I've read through every single group chat you guys have ever sent. I know exactly what you guys do, and I will not hesitate to release this if you don't tell me where Noah is.
Yeah,
and
she blackmailed us. That's why I got to meet her.
At this point, I was like, this bitch is blackmailing me? I told her the truth. And so, like, the funniest part about the whole thing, for me at least, it wasn't that funny for you, but for me, we had a Snapchat group chat.
Oh, God.
And at the time, I had I'd taken a very large poop in my bathroom, and I have a sign that I have my door, and it says, it's like open and closed sign for like stores, and I don't know why I have it. So I locked the door, and I put it on, and I said closed. And I sent the photo into the group chat of like the door, and I said, when you take a massive shit in your bathroom in your sister's home, and I sent it in the group chat, and that was the exact same time when she opened up all his Snapchats. So that's the only thing she ever saw from me was that photo and that caption. So I don't think she likes me very much anymore.
Yeah. Nah, the only interaction I had was like the huge, huge group chat of people that we had at the time with like all of the, like every single person. Mm-hmm. And your mom was just like, if any of you have seen or heard from Noah, we haven't seen or heard from him in like 6 hours. Please contact us.
All right, Josh, you want to talk about getting hurt when you were younger?
Yeah, so this is such a dumb story, but it was in fourth grade, and recess had always been fun, but aftercare was definitely where it was at, where you like hung with like all the boys after school,
mm-hmm.
and waited for your parents to pick you up. So we were at this playground, and where I used to live had this really big playground. So it was like the size of like a soccer field. So like there was one end that had stuff, and there were like different play sets. So it was like scattered. So like no eyes were on you at all times. Yeah. Like when you were there, which was entertaining, but. I was in fourth grade, so I was like one of the older kids, and we were off doing our own thing. I was with my friends, and I was playing freeze tag with some friends that I had at the time.
That's the most OG game. I love freeze tag.
Yeah. And in that friend group was this girl that I had a crush on since I was in like first grade. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try to tag her, and this is just going to, like, we're going to get married after this. Like,
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So I was like, fuck, let's run it. And so we're having fun. We're running around. And then my dumbass decides, I'm going to try to jump over the slide and tag her, like, super cool midair.
Yes, sir.
So I end up jumping, and my foot gets caught on the slide. And I just eat shit immediately. And as I'm coming down, I realize that I'm on the other side of the slide, and there's a playset right in front of me. So my left arm, like, towards my wrist goes straight, like, down onto this, like, metal pole that was, like 5-6 inches thick. Yeah. And it was just, like, it was ringing, like, the metal as I hit it as if, like, a gong was going. And it was just, it was not a good time. And I had, like, fallen onto the ground, and I was, like, ow, my arm really hurts. So I just break my arm. I think I'm okay. And I took my jacket off, which was a total feat in itself. I don't know how I got my jacket off, because that thing was hurting. And I looked down at my arm, and there's just, my arm looks like a noodle that was like bent. It was
like
it
went, the Harry Potter arm?
Yeah, it was like the Harry Potter arm. And I just looked down, and I was like, oh, I think I just broke my arm. Can someone help me? So they like call over the counselors and stuff, and they're like, what happened? I go, I tripped over the slide, no biggie. And then they were like, are you okay? And I'm like this like tiny like fourth grader just sitting on the ground in the middle of wood chips, like with a fucked up arm. And everyone's like expecting me to cry. And I'm just like, yeah, Mike, can someone just take me to the hospital? I need to get my arm fixed. And they were like,
someone take me off.
And they were like, yeah, we'll call your mom. And I was like, okay. And I just sat there. They left me in the cold sitting there with a broken arm and waited for my mom. And they were just like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I just really want to move and like get this like fixed. And it didn't really hit me that I'd broken my arm until I got into the hospital That's when I like cried, but it was more like the shock had just left me completely glazed over.
I have a playground story as well. I had a similar thing. I had a crush on this girl. Won't name her name, but I had a huge crush on her in like second or third grade. And so this was like maybe a year after the last situation we talked about in the last podcast where I wore the mask and walked into the pole. So this was a different one. And I was trying to impress this girl on the monkey bars. And I just learned how to hang upside down.
That's the first mistake, trying to impress anyone on the goddamn monkey bars.
And so I just learned how to hang up upside down on the monkey bars. So there was a bar, like a metal bar under me, like stairs to get up to the monkey bars, and then a metal bar, the monkey bar. And I was like, bet. And so I hook my feet in, I'm upside down, and I'm swinging back and forth, and I'm like, check me out. Like, I'm, like I said, I'm getting married.
Big dick on campus. Yes.
I was carrying around a 12-incher in third grade, dude. And all of a sudden, boom, I fall and smack my forehead right above my eyebrow on the pole. And I get up, and I can't see. There's blood everywhere. Oh, this is probably the most I've ever bled on my face. Like, my entire face filled up with blood. And I didn't cry or anything. I was just, like, the adrenaline again. And this girl goes, she's, like, freaking out. She's like, holy crap, his face is bleeding. Like, someone get him a teacher. And she's, like, helping me get from point A to point B. And they're like, do you need help? Do you need help? And my mom was out of town. And so my friend Daniel's mom came and picked me up. And she's like, you're so stupid. Then we just went to the doctor. I'm pretty sure I got, they glued it back together or something. Oh, nice. But yeah, that's my playground, like, shenanigans. We used to actually, we had the best time at recess.
Oh, yeah. Recess was live.
Yeah. At, like, fourth grade, we'd play something called parkour tag, which I'm surprised no one got really hurt, but feelings got hurt. I'll say that. Me and Drew Fields used to beef on that playground. We would play parkour tag was, like, regular tag, but you could only do cool stuff. Like, you'd have to, like, jump off the slide, and, like, everyone had their specific spots. So someone would stand on the slide, and if someone ran at them, they would, like, knew their way down. Mm-hmm. I had, like, you know the webs, how there's, like, a circle of webs, and then the middle's hollow? Mm-hmm. That was my spot. I would stay at the top of it, and be like, goodbye, and just fly down the circle of webs. And one time in fifth grade, when it opened up, in fifth grade at Green Hope, every park got opened up, and you can go from park to park.
Uh-huh.
So we played, like, 50 to 60 people, giant game of tag. Mm-hmm. And one time, I was chasing after Drew Fields. Mm-hmm. And I was chasing him, and I did something. I was being, like, a dick. And he, like, tagged me, and I was like, nah, I said timeout. I was that kid. I would always timeout when I had something to tag.
Oh, my God. You dumb motherfucker.
And so he got pissed at me, and he, like, came at me to, like, try to hit me. Because we both had pretty bad anger issues in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to fight this kid. But we ended up, like, saying sorry after, like, 5 minutes. But that shit was live. Tagged through, like, 6 parks. Mm-hmm. That's still the peak of my existence.
Dude, I got tag banned from my school for a year.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I just remember talking about tag. I thought it would be intelligent to, like, because we were, like, for some reason the playground was, like, part of it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
One day, and they were doing repairs on it. So I had taken towards going to this blacktop area where we played basketball. But the basketballs were, like, closed up still for whatever reason. So I was like, all right, let's just play tag. And at first it was, like, 10 people. Cool. Mm-hmm. Tag's fine. And then numbers started to show up. Mm-hmm. And we're like, all right, this is cool. Like, 20 people.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is fun. Mind you, this is all on concrete. Okay. And then it starts to get bigger and bigger, and then a bunch of people showed up, and it was like 50, 60 kids running around the blacktop just doming each other into the cement.
Jesus.
So every, like, 5 minutes, like, 2 kids would go up crying to the nurse. And then, it, like, teachers started to catch on what was going on, and they were, like, trying to break it up. But as they were breaking it up, like, more tag would, like, kind of splinter off to the side, and it was literally just, like, just kids beating the shit out of each other. It wasn't even tag anymore. This is, like, third grade. Jesus. And like, we're just shoving each other into the, like, concrete. And I had, like, this nasty cut going straight up my arm, like, all the way up to my bicep. And it was literally just, it was gushing blood, and I was like, yeah, this is fine. So I, like, went to the nurse, and I come back, and even though I was the one that had started the game with my friends, like these other kids were getting chewed out, I've somehow managed to dodge detention throughout elementary school, even though I did like so much fuck shit that like back then. So no, so like had I'd gone up to the nurse and came back, and other kids got detention, and it was like banned, and they were like, "You're not allowed to play tag again for the next year."
Oh my
and
god! We're like,
"All right."
I would die.
It was so funny.
The closest thing you're talking about, people throwing each other. I went to a Suicide Boys concert this year, and holy shit, dude. It's like it was just one giant mosh pit once you got past like the first like four people on the outside. Mm-hmm. And the people on the outside were like older people and just like girls. They didn't want to get thrown. But like once you got into the mosh pit, like there was no boundaries. People were like throwing each other. The only boundary is if someone fell, everyone helped them get back up. Mm-hmm. Where I was one of the main guys that did that. Because I Suicide Boy concert, it was mostly anorexic e-boys. You would expect like a bunch of old like buff dudes, but there was like five of those. So like every time someone got thrown to the ground, I would hold back like five people and like have them get back up. And dude, it was crazy. Someone threw a trash can at me and I threw it in the middle and like just started bouncing one? No, like one of the giant plastic ones. Okay. They just took it off the wall and threw it at everyone, and it was like bouncing up, hit me in the dome. And Jake Tatro, he couldn't participate because he fucked his leg up like the week before.
This and BMX bike,
yeah, he was going crazy on the BMX bike. And
isn't that Ralston?
No, he just was riding his bike.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't Ralston. But he was on the outside, and he said that like every 5 minutes there'd be like a dude and a girl would come out, and the dude would be holding his girl, and she would just be bawling because she got like thrown into the mosh pit. And he would like walk her, and he like walked her to the bathroom, and he saw like a bunch of people like holding their arms and like crying and shit. But like that's like the craziest like throwing people thing. Like it was insane. Have you guys ever been to any concerts?
We went to Young Gravy together. Which
that was so lit.
I haven't been to any concerts like that. Like I went to like I've been to a few, but they were like they were more low key ones.
I have a funny story about a concert actually.
Let me hear it.
So my friend, it doesn't happen to me. This happened to my homie. We'll call him
Joe.
Joe. So Joe was with all his homies, and he decided to go to a Wiz Khalifa concert.
Oh, that concert was fun.
Wiz Khalifa, great artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know what he's about, so we know what he stands for.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift. And so they of course are preparing for this engagement by rolling in his car.
Oh god. Oh yeah. I don't
know. All right, fair enough. They're on the like Walnut Creek grassy parking lots. There's a million of those. There's no way that people can be like, there's not gonna be that many people on them because the concert's about to start. Excuse me. So Joe is just rolling. Joe,
my do be like that though.
Was just rolling, man, sitting in the passenger seat, and a cop walks by. Cop walks right by in his side of the car, and like clears past him like 3 feet, and he's like, oh fuck, just puts it under. Cop does a double take, comes back, and just starts banging on his window, and the weed's like right here, so there's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
And so he rolls out the window, and the cop goes, sir, I'm gonna need you to step out of the vehicle. Yeah. And he's like, oh, what's going on, ma'am? And she's like, you're rolling a blunt. he was like, yeah. And so he gets out of the car and immediately gets put in handcuffs, of course, along with God. Three other people in the car.
Oh, my God.
They're all underage, so they get brought up to the booth, and they all their parents go, and they have to come back, and then they all caught charges.
Oh, really?
But it was fine. They just did some community service, but
holy crap, what is going on outside right now? It's chaos.
There's been our environment around us today has been, like, so chaotic.
Yeah.
A fire truck pulled up halfway through this episode.
And now everyone's just, like,
outside.
Yeah, I hear my dogs barking. I hear my sister like yelling at my dogs. I'm so confused. I'm not gonna.
There are like six fire trucks outside too.
Yeah,
that's right. Anytime there's any kind of like
crime
emergency, damage. Anything, like one department will show up with like everybody because they're just like there's nothing else to do. Like they're just like fuck it.
It's just so safe in there.
Like house party. Oh, let's bring 20 people.
20 I remembered cars. Yesterday's podcast. I want to talk about celebrities, and I totally forgot what I was gonna talk about. I met Danny Duncan. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like Yeah. Oh, nice. It wasn't like a crazy, like, oh, I saw him in the streets, but he had like a little showing thing for like $15. So I was like, fuck it, let's go. So we went to the Danny Duncan with like two of his biggest fans, like Ryan and Timmy. And we, not his biggest fans, but we liked him. So we went, and it was pretty chill. We could barely see anything because it was in the Cat's Cradle, which is like a tiny ass place to have people. Mm-hmm. And we were gumming there. The Uber brought us to the back instead of the front where everyone was coming in. So we got back there, and Danny Duncan was out there filming a video. Nice. And so we were like this close. Like, he was at my wall filming a video about this dude. He's like a little sidekick. Mm-hmm. And he peed in a can, or like in a cup of like kombucha. Mm-hmm. And he dared the friend to drink it. Mm-hmm. And the friend was like, he told us about this when he got on stage, but he was like, no, I'm not drinking that, like, piss. And then some stranger came up and goes, fuck it, I'll do it. Grabs the piss and fucking, like, you know, like when they grab the back of the thing and just chug it in? He does that with a bottle full of piss. And then he, like, chucks it on the ground. And he goes, give me my money, baby. And they give him, like, $500 or something. Jeez. And we were in the background of that. I never saw the video, but we'd probably be in it. But it was pretty fun. And then I got photos with him. Well, we had a good episode. It went on a good 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Talked about, what did we even talk about? Stories of how I almost got raped.
Just died. Very bad injuries or mm-hmm. bad situations we've been in.
Yeah, but overall, it's pretty good. Thanks for listening.